Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. I'm very excited to welcome you to Angel Healing House Radio. My name is Candy Hoff, and through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at Angel, A-N-G-E-L, Healing, H-E-A-L-I-N-G, House, H-O-U-S-E.com. I am a writer and an author, an international radio host, a licensed Reiki master teacher, and an angel practitioner. My inspirational book called Angels of Faith is about my two near-death experiences, and it contains the fact, as far as I'm concerned, that we do not die and that we are divine and eternal. Through Angel Healing House, I help people to let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past and kept them merely reacting to life. I help let them go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future, on things that haven't happened and probably won't happen. And once they are no longer living in the past or the future, they can start to live in the only moment that is available to live in, which is the nanosecond of the now. It's only in the present moment where synchronicities, miracles, and magic can occur. Now, as an angel practitioner, I help people to rise above their lives and see it from a higher perspective, to clearly see the negative patterns and destructive habits that have caused them to sabotage and limit their lives. I do this with the help of a very large, extraordinary group of angels who are called the Posse. They have a funny sense of humor and are extremely loving and compassionate. They give very down-to-earth and practical advice that people can very easily translate to create bliss and joy, balance and peace in their lives. So just like my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, I'm very excited to take some of your calls for free angel advice. You can call the show on 646-716-6794. Again, that call-in number for those free angel readings for myself and the Posse of Angels is 646-716-6794. 6794. But before we get to those calls, welcome again, everyone, to Angel Healing House. Thank you so much for listening in, whether you're listening in on the computer, by phone, perhaps you're listening to the archive shows, which all of the last 2.5 years of weekly shows, they're all on archived on the Blog Talk Radio sites, and maybe you've downloaded the show for free from iTunes. You know, listeners, since starting my weekly Angel Healing House radio show 2.5 years ago, as I mentioned, I have received calls and emails locally, nationally, and internationally as the messages from the Posse of Angels and myself continue to inspire, uplift, and enlighten others to live lives of joy, peace, and self-love. For instance, I received this lovely email this week. This email reads, "Candy, I really love your radio show and the messages from the Posse of Angels. I first heard you and your fascinating story of your walk-in experience when you talked to Asara on the Talos channel. I watched the interview recently from the archives. I've been engaged in consciously discovering my spiritual self for many years, but I only recently have learned how to ask for help and to receive what is given. It is a revelation. So I wanted to thank you for your time and your words of wisdom. I know that you and your team, the Posse of Angels, will help me see through the final veils of separation and manifest a beautiful future." And that comes from Michelle, who lives in France. You know, if you are like Michelle and perhaps are having trouble in asking for help and also opening up to receive, why not ask for help from those, the angels, who have a higher perspective on your life and can see things so clearly? And you can book your own intuitive counseling and Reiki life-changing sessions or angel readings with me, Claire Candy Huff, and you can call me after the show at Angel Healing House on 831-277-3716, or you can email me at Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at angelhealinghouse.com. You know, your new life is waiting for you to step forward. Why don't you make today that day when you take all that important first step toward manifesting a wonderful life into your reality? I see that we have several callers holding for the free angel readings. 347, you will be up first, and then 229, and then I will take those next callers in line. But if you're a regular listener, you know that I take about 15 or 20 minutes to talk about our topic of the day, which is, when nothing is happening, there's a lot going on in heaven. You know, listeners, why is it that when things are flowing beautifully in our lives and then abruptly things either slow down or they go quiet or they come to a downright halt, many of us start to panic and think that something definitely has gone wrong? In fact, when this happens, a very natural reaction is to immediately look back and try to logically and rationally figure out what we were doing back then in that time of flow to try to replicate it and get that flow back again in our lives. You know, it's a perfectly natural human reaction, especially if money is not coming in. And what happens when what we have done before fails to work again? We get even more stressed out, and we try to do more and more to get something going in our lives rather than understanding and aligning ourselves with the signs we are given in this seeming time of nothing happening. You know, I'm sure that many of you listeners know exactly what I am speaking about, as you've been through similar times when everything was flowing beautifully in your lives, and then the flow stopped. You know, one of those times for me was when I established my healing practice, Angel Healing House, on the Sunshine Coast in Queensland, Australia, after I married my beloved Pete in 2003, and we moved into, and I moved into his beautiful beach house, our beach house. You know, very quickly, after reestablishing my practice, began to draw many clients for Reiki sessions and angel readings and learning Reiki, countless synchronistic meetings. It was as if they magically introduced people to my business, who attended my workshops, my meditation nights, and all of this created a huge following for me. You know, I often joke to my husband that we should replace our front door with a revolving door, as there seemed to be a constant, steady traffic with so many comings and goings at our house. This whirlwind of clients was really gratifying, and it went on for 3 years until 2006. It was halfway through the year that Pete and I decided to visit my family, who live in the States, and we planned our trip back for October. It was shortly after I booked our trip that I noticed that the number of appointments that I usually had began to steadily decline. Synchronistically, Pete's work was really no longer fulfilling for him, and he was entertaining more and more the thought of pursuing his dream of working in the film industry. It was on that fortuitous trip to the States that I was standing on the beach in Carmel, California, and the voice of God said to me, "When you move to the States, this is the first place that you need to move to." Now, this was a revelation for both of us, as we had no intention whatsoever of moving to the States. You know, with the seed of an idea presented to us, it was up to our free will as to whether we would choose to follow God's voice and act on it and make this enormous move. Upon our return home, I checked the answering machine, and surprisingly, there were no messages from any clients or any students. A few days later, I was sitting with a very dear friend of mine whose name is Patrick, who is a much sought-after international clairvoyant, and I asked him why it had become so quiet business-wise for me, looking off in the ethers as he usually did, as he was so connected across the veil. He said with a huge grin on his face, "The angels and God are just encouraging you to move to the States." I kind of laughed. If my healing practice had remained at such a busy, constant, steady stream of clientele, I would have been very, very reluctant to move. You know, that's the truth. I would have been very reluctant to move. This seeming time of nothing was an indicator to step forth and follow the signs. The signs were the voice of God telling us to move to the States. Now, in this way, the continuation of our spiritual journey would easily and gracefully open up and present itself to us. You know, when I checked in with the posse of angels about whether to move to the States or not, you know what they showed me, listeners? They showed me a vision of a cap and gown, and they said that I had graduated and fully completed this part of my spiritual journey on the Sunshine Coast by creating a community of light, and that the next part would only be shown to me once we moved to the States. It was a year later, after Pete received his green card and we sold our beach house, that we arrived in the Carmel area of California. Pete put his information on the Monterey Bay Film Commission website and got his first job within 2 weeks. And within days of being in the States, I was introduced to and joined the Professional Women's Network, where I was able to introduce my service to hundreds of women. At the end of 1 month, I had a dozen people at my first meditation night and then began a steady stream of clients and Reiki students to my practice. Because I followed the signs, the flow once again started naturally and organically. Now, in my example, the flow had to stop for both Pete and myself to encourage us to follow what we knew in our hearts would be the next direction for us. Now, Is following God's voice an easy thing to do? Well, quite frankly, having lived this way for almost 11 years, I can honestly say no. But in every case, the outcome in doing so presented us with miraculous opportunities, connections, and rewards that went far beyond our limited expectations that we could have orchestrated on our own. And that's 100% true. Now, the Posse of Angels is saying that just like in our case, our time of nothing was a very clear sign to move on to our next step that had been shown to us previously, which was to move to the States. But they are reminding us that when the flow in our lives is all of a sudden diminished, it just might mean that God and the angels are orchestrating the most wonderful coming together of people, events, opportunities, and connections in order to fulfill a wish or a dream of ours. The flow of our lives may just have to be held up, or we may have to be held back in order for this grand orchestration of divine timing to come together for the best advancement of our desires. You know, I've had many clients who have had readings with me because they were so upset that the flow in their lives had stopped. In each case, the messages that came through from the Posse of Angels was the confirmation of a sign or signs that my clients had already been given as to a change that was going to happen for them. And sure enough, when the divine timing came and change presented itself as to how my client would step forward for their greatest good, they phoned me in great surprise to thank me and tell me that things had worked out just as the Posse of Angels said it would. Now, the Posse of Angels is shaking their heads and they're reminding us that when nothing is seemingly happening in our lives, it could also be a great indicator that what we are currently doing and may have been doing for the past month, year, years, or even decades, it's no longer serving us for our highest good. Perhaps we've outgrown where we are and what we're doing. And just like a coat that we have outgrown and are bursting out of, this seeming nothingness that we are experiencing and that we are experiencing is providing us with the motivation that we need to do something new. This was so very much the case with me 2.5 years ago when I was longing to expand my business. And I couldn't figure out how to do that. But at the same time, I was receiving multiple signs. I mean, the Posse of Angels were hitting me over the head with signs to create my own Angel Healing House Blog Talk Radio show. Now, firstly, I have never had so much fun in channeling and bringing forth these weekly topics and giving out free angel advice. But by creating my radio show, my business has expanded globally as international clients have been able to easily find me. The Posse of Angels are very clever. I've stated very often on my show that so many of us have been programmed to get our recognition from doing things, that when we experience a time of seemingly nothing happening, we hurry to do something to fill this void. And much of the time, instead of staying in the present moment and watching for the signs and how God and the angels are sending us clues as to what is transpiring for us, we create busyness either to distract us or to try to figure it out and force something to happen. And just like the ebb and flow of the tides, the changes of the seasons, the moving of the planets, the Posse of Angels is saying that everything is energy and therefore nothing is constant, well, except for God's love. And with this in mind, when a time of nothing is presented to us, and because all things do come from God, the Posse of Angels is saying to not react and rail against it, but see it as a gift, see it as a blessing that is being presented to us. The Posse of Angels is reminding us that even in the time of nothingness, God and the angels will always send us very clear signs and clues and hints as to what is on the horizon and that everything will be okay. It is our job to remain present, to look out for those signs of change in the direction of the wind, so that when it happens, we'll be able to adjust our sails and easily set forth and sail again. Before we go on to speak about the blessings that we receive from this time of seemingly nothing, let's go to our phone lines. And we have so many callers on the line today. I will try to get to you all. If not, you can book your own individual readings with me, Claire Candy Hoff. After the show, you can call 831-277-3716 for your individualized either intuitive counseling, Reiki healing session, or an angel reading. First up today, we have 347. Thank you for holding. You've been holding for quite some time. You're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello.
Hi, this is Jessica.
Oh. Hi, Jessica. Where are you calling from?
New Jersey.
How is Jessica?
Waiting, begging for the signs. I feel antsy to move. And my birthday is next week, and I'd like to move before my birthday.
Okay. So. Well, the first thing I'm hearing while I'm shuffling the cards is your new place. I'm assuming that you mean location-wise or moving in business?
Oh, well, both, but location-wise, yeah.
Okay, they're saying that you can't move yet because your new place is not ready for you.
Well, can they get it ready in a week?
No, they're saying the more that you put restrictions and constrictions on timing, the more that you're going to cut yourself off from the magic of life happening. Things happen in God's timing, in divine timing. They don't happen in our timing, and we can't see the larger picture. We can't see the larger picture. So what you can do is you can, in many of these cases, we feel as if we are helpless, okay? We're not actually helpless. What we can do is we can co-create with that higher source by saying, thank you for organizing and getting my new location, my new house, my new whatever, ready for me under the most extraordinary circumstances for the greatest benefit of myself and the greatest good of all concerned. And then you let it go. Because if your new place has to be held up for a month, and in order for the circumstances to come together in such a remarkable way that it will help springboard you onto other miracles happening in your life, then by pushing it to happen sooner, you're cutting yourself off from those synchronicities and those miracles from happening in your life. So they're saying, part of your frustration is asking for things to happen in your timing and not in the divine timing. So, and that's not an easy thing. I mean,
to move out of here. I mean, the thing is I'm expected to move out of here within 2 weeks. So next week really is it.
Right.
So
right. And if you need to move out, then either something will present itself or you will work it out. Saying that you will work it out. I just had a few clients that were presented with this, and one of my clients is actually an angel reader, and she has a client who is in Santa Barbara, and she was saying, my landlords are selling. They're selling, and I've got to move out of their guest house. And then she was mentioning this to her client who called for an angel reading for her and said, well, I've got a spare bedroom in my beach house condo in Santa Barbara. Why don't you come up there for the summer and until you work things out? So she put her stuff in storage, and that's where she is at the moment. You know what? They're telling you, and they're telling me, because I include myself. I mean, I'm not Miss Guru. I include myself in everything that I'm telling you. And the words that are coming out of my mouth from the posse of angels are just for me, just as much for me as they are for everybody else. When we are in a situation like this, there is always something there that will help us move forward. A lot of the times we can't see it because we expect it to come in another way, and our expectations get in the way. Now, what this client is, what this friend and this other angel reader is doing is she's actually allowing this client of hers to give her a blessing, the blessing of opening up her house. And also, her client was very lonely, and so she has a guest for 8 weeks during the summer months. And, these things have a tendency to not only work on a one-sided way, because it is for the greatest good of all and the greatest good of all concerned. So really, they want you, Jessica, to say that over and over. Thank you for everything working out, and let my eyes be open to see the possibilities, and open your eyes for that. So let's go to the cards and see what comes out for you. This is a time we are just being held to the metal now, and I asked somebody yesterday, I said, when are things going to break? And the only word that they could give me, hold the line, dear angel. We are like 99.9% there. Don't give up before the miracle happens. Let's go to the cards. The first card that's coming to you is the moon card. The full moon is coming up soon, and they want you to know that there will be light for you. They're saying that the moon this time in the next couple of weeks will shine its light on something opening up for you. They're saying something around the 19th. What date do you have to move?
Well, I wanted to move before my birthday, which is the 16th, because I didn't want to start my new year being in this situation. Like, I wanted to be by myself, you know, like in fresh energy.
Right. Okay. So. All right. They're saying that something around the 19th will shift for you. And they're saying, you are already a miracle, my dear. You are love. You are divine. You are a miracle. The date of your birthday, well, it's significant. I mean, if you move before then, that's fine. But if you don't, it's not the end of the world. Put your emphasis more on thanking them for the perfect opportunity and and visualize yourself in this beautiful new space of yours. The next one is the Emperor card. The Emperor card is saying that your prayers have been noted. They have been duly noted, and there is only what you desire. You will be moving. There's no doubt about that. And let me just ask them about the circumstances of the move. The move will allow you to open up. You'll be around, like-minded, lovely people, and it will fulfill your intentions and then some. Perfect. Next card comes out as the Judgment card, which we know is not about judgment because there is no judgment. But this is about a new phase starting in your life. There's a rebirth for you, and there's a new start. It's showing you light at the end of your tunnel. So I hope that's been helpful for you. I can already see you in your new place, and your energies will soar. But in the meantime, hold the line, dear angel Jessica, and don't allow yourself to doubt that you deserve the best because you are the best.
Okay. Thank you very much.
All right. Take care. God bless you. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Let's go to our next call. And thank you so much for that, by the way, Jessica, because that is for all of us. Hold what you know to be true in your heart, and don't ever doubt your faith and trust that what you desire in your heart will manifest. Let go of the timing of it. Let go of your expectations on how it needs to come in. And many of us are moving locations, I can tell you that. It's like we're like a big snow globe, and, the universe is picking us up and shaking that snow globe. Let's go to our next caller, 229. You're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello, who am I speaking with?
Hi, my name is Melvin. Thank you for taking
my
call.
You're very welcome. Where are you calling from?
Georgia, actually from Georgia.
Georgia. And how have the last couple of months been for Melvin?
It's been kind of up and down. Had some tragedy in my life with my son, but also some situation with me with my finances and trying to find a job. So it's been kind of sliding downhill a little bit, and I just want to know, like, when I'm going to start, you know, rising up to these negative challenges been in my life.
Okay. The most important thing for you, Melvin, at the moment while I'm shuffling the cards is the Posse of Angels are saying it's imperative. Did your son cross over?
No, ma'am. He was in a bad accident. He got shot when two people were shooting at each other, and he got the stray bullet in his neck area. So he's been in the hospital for about a month now. And he's doing well, but he's still on the life support. They take him off, on and off of it, but he's paralyzed, but he can, you know, move some of his leg. He can move his leg, excuse me, and his arms and stuff, but very little. But he's working on it.
Okay. That,
but he did, he haven't passed over.
Okay, all right. The most important part of this reading for you is that you must find some way, Melvin, to change the energies inside of yourself, to change the energies from not having enough to being grateful and appreciative, number one, and to change those energies inside of you to being more positive and more optimistic. Okay, I'm going to give you an exercise to do that has completely changed the energies in my clients and then gone on to manifest jobs for themselves. They've been able to manifest relationships to themselves and better health and all kinds of things. So, are you ready?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I want you to sit for like 5 or 10 minutes, and this is for everybody out there, this, and me as well, okay? Sit for 5 or 10 minutes every single day, close your eyes, and I want you to say, thank you, God, for my wonderful, extraordinary job that I love. This job gives me the opportunity to utilize and use my gifts, my talents, and my abilities, and I get paid very well for my gifts and talents. I work in a wonderful location with beautiful like-minded people who are creative and they are friendly and they are supportive and they you know, promote and encourage me. And I love my new job. So I just want to hold this energy of saying thank you, God, for my new employment. How do those words make you feel, Melvin?
Very well. Yeah.
Okay. Now you take that feeling of feeling really good about that, and you compare it with feeling badly about not having a job or not having enough money or feeling negatively in your life,
right.
which we know makes us feel poorly. It makes us feel bad, and when we feel negative, it brings our energy down, it lowers our energy, and then what happens is, because everything is energy, then we draw to ourselves more negativity on the outside. If we feel any lack or scarcity inside, we will draw more lack to ourselves. We will draw more negative situations to ourselves, more situations in which there's a scarcity for us, a scarcity of money, a scarcity of employment, a scarcity of love, a scarcity of good health, or whatever that is. So if you will do that every single night, 10, 15 minutes, thanking God for your new position, and then you sit and you feel what that feels like, working in an environment, being paid, and just feeling so good about that, and all you've done is say, thank you, God, because I know you're working on it, and it will appear in the exact divine timing that it's supposed to appear. So let me go to the cards and see what comes out for lovely Melvin. Okay, Two of Swords is a time where it's certainly a time where you to go within and to change that energy inside of yourself. A lot of times this is also seen as a choice card, but the choice is not to be made in a proactive way. It's more like allowing yourself to be, changing the energy inside of you, and then watch for the signs that will come because of the changed energy within you. The next card is the Empress card. This card tells me that the more that you will do this and the more you will change your energies in, that your reality will start to change for you, and you will see those openings start to come in your life. And the next card for you is the Emperor card. And the Emperor card is you being the boss of your own life and then being able to step forward in a position that is very much in tune with your higher energies. So I hope that's been helpful for you. Go on.
I'm sorry. Well, what kind of startled me when you asked me, have my son passed over? The angels showed you that he would, you know.
No, they just showed me some. I got the feeling that, you know, I think it's because he was on life support that I just got either somebody not breathing or difficulty with the breathing.
Right.
Okay. So that's why. Now they're saying that you know, if it's his free will and if it's his free choice, he does have the choice whether to remain in this physical incarnation or whether he chooses to cross over. So I'm sending him lots of love and healing prayers and strength for you to change those energies within Melville so that you can change your reality. All right, so have a blessed day and take care of yourself.
Okay, thank you.
Okay,
thank you very
love.
Much.
Bye-bye. Okay,
right, bye.
Go to our next caller. 253, you're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello, who am I speaking with?
Hi, this is Holly.
Hi, Holly. How are you?
Good.
Good. Where are you calling from?
I'm here in Seattle.
Here in Seattle. And so how's life been for you?
Pretty good. A little warm today for us.
Okay. And what questions do you have for the Posse of Angels?
I was just wondering if I get any message from the friends and family on the other side.
Okay. The first thing while I'm shuffling the cards is they want to know how you're feeling about your life so far.
I don't know. Could be better, could be worse.
Okay. Are you, the word that they're using is excitement. Do you feel excited about your life?
Well, I'm excited to get a new job, but other than that.
And has the new job presented itself as yet?
Not yet, but I think it will Monday. I'm thinking Monday.
Okay. Well, again, like with our lovely caller, Jessica, the Posse of Angels are also saying, take that time period off of what you think will happen, and again, say thank you. Thank you for my new job. Like I told Melville, our other caller,
is to just sit
with that exercise for about 10 or 15 minutes and say, thank you for this most extraordinary job of mine. You know, because if this job needs to be blocked for you, because then another more extraordinary job is coming to you, then if you could see things from the angel's perspective, then you would want it to be blocked. So all you need to say is, thank you for this new job of mine coming in the most extraordinary of ways. So let's see what those are crossed over on the other side. There's maybe three or four souls who I have here, and is it a grandmother that's passed over?
Yes.
Okay. She's showing me some kind of dessert. Did she make a dessert especially for you, or she was known for making desserts, or?
I'm thinking pineapple upside down cake.
That's it. She's so proud of that. Oh, and she's calling you her sweetie. She says, she's got so much love for you, and she's saying, you worry unnecessarily. She says, stop doing that.
I'm trying.
She says, stop doing that. And she keeps calling you sweetie, you know, like her pineapple upside down cake was really sweet. And she says, everything good is already there for you, prepared in the etheric realm. It's there. What will make it drop down on you is not so much your doing, because you're very conscientious, you know, and you're very logical, and a lot of times you are organized and you're logical, and things don't seem to work out. And she's saying it's not because of that. It's because of your energies inside of yourself. She's saying that's why the Posse of Angels was saying the word they asked you if you were getting excited about your life. The more that you can do that exercise, too, is the more that, you know, you will start bringing the energies up inside of you again. So, again, being grateful and appreciative, and just keep on saying thank you. Thank you for all the blessings that you have now in your life and that are going to be coming to you. Your grandmother is working the cards. She says she picked this card to come out for you, and it's the Magician card. She said you are the alchemist. You have the ability to change things in your life very easily, and you do it with your thoughts, and you do it with the feelings in your heart. And she says, let go and watch. She says a lot of the times you don't see the signs that the angels are sending you because you're so set on how things should or ought to or have to turn up because of your expectations.
Oh.
Okay? Your grandmother is saying, you stay present in the present moment and look for those signs that will help you understand on how the angels and God are telling you to step forward. If you see a sign and you get excited about it, don't overanalyze it. Don't try to rationalize and logically figure it out. You just step forward, sweetheart, and you will see magic happen in your life. There's no question about that. Next card is the Five of Cups card. This is often called the spilt milk card, seeing life as, you know, as those cups being half empty instead of half full. And they're saying that all you really need to do is change your expectations and put more emphasis on your blessings, and seeing how full your life truly is. And your grandmother is saying that you need to speak to her more. Do you speak to her?
I've only spoken to my brother. I just found out my grandmother died like 2 weeks ago because our family doesn't talk to each other. She died last year, but I only found out a couple weeks ago.
Okay, that explains everything. She says now she's free to talk to you, and she wants you to include her and ask her advice and ask for clarity about the signs. And she's saying that now that she's crossed over, she's going to help you find and see and follow those signs. So you have a really, really great grandmother there, because she's going to be helping you all the way. And then the next card is the Hermit card, and this is the light. She is providing that light in order for you to see those signs to really transform your life. So I hope that's been helpful for you.
Yeah, it's been great. Thank you so much.
Okay, take care and have a blessed day. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye. Bye.
Let's go to our next caller. Next caller is 661. You're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello. Who am I speaking with?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Sandy. It's Teresa.
Oh, hi, Teresa. How are you?
Good. Today's my birthday, so I wanted to see what the angels had to say for my birthday. I've been going through some challenges. And
okay. I mean, happy, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Teresa. Happy birthday to you. And the angels are showing me that they're wearing party hats. And they're eating cake.
Aww.
And they're doing a bit of a dance. So it's very cute. I love birthdays, by the way, Teresa. I mean, birthdays aren't about age. I've always seen, I remember when I was a little girl, and there was a Dr. Seuss book about Happy Birthday to You. And the whole book was about celebrating who you are, celebrating your uniqueness and your specialness. And it said, you know, you could have been a can of peas or you could have been something else, but you chose to be you. And the uniqueness, in fact, the positive angels are telling me to remind everybody that when we are in spirit and we don't have this funny little meat suit, this funny little physical form that we're wearing, is that out of the billions and trillions of souls on the earth, we can be recognized by our unique energetic vibration. That's how unique we are, and we don't need to wear a physical form for anybody to recognize us. So let's go. While I'm shuffling the cards, is there any area in particular that's causing you a little bit of grief now, Teresa?
Career and home.
Okay. All right. Home in regard to where you live or the people you live with?
People I live with.
Okay. All right. All of these readings seem to be centering on the same thing, same theme.
Yes.
And the theme is you've got to change the energies inside of yourself. Okay. How often do you allow yourself to have fun?
I try to have fun, like with my dogs and relax and meditate on a daily basis.
Okay. If you were little Teresa, say 4, 5, 6, and I said it's time to have fun and play, more than not, the real joy inside of us comes out when we are allowing ourselves to be creative. Do you do anything that allows your creative expression to come out? Things like singing, drawing, dancing, journaling, gardening, writing.
I have flowers outside, and I sit in a beautiful gazebo that I have
mm-hmm.
on a daily basis and really enjoy nature. But I've been thinking mm-hmm. about drawing lately.
Okay, they want you to, that's it. They want you to draw. They want you to sit in your gazebo and, okay, you are such, do you know that you're an elemental? Yeah. You know what that is? Okay. You're such an elemental. And the fairies are buzzing around you. They want to get your attention. And they're saying, Teresa, please, please. Yes, it's nice to sit there, but we want you to draw. We want you to go in your gazebo, sit in your fairy energy, put on your, allow, not put on, because they're always there, allow your fairy wings to unfold and start to draw. And they are going to, they're so excited to be a part of this energy that you're going to be drawing with. It may, these illustrations may actually become a book.
Wow.
I don't know where that came
okay.
from. Okay, they're saying that they're showing me there's something hanging over your head, whether there's a book or, I'm not sure, or a publication or something that these drawings will lead somewhere. And that will come more, you'll have more clarity around that once you start the drawing. But the next part can't be given to you unless you do the drawings. Okay, so that energy is going to certainly help raise your energy to have fun and to play. And it would also serve you really well if you sat for that 10 or 15 minutes every single day and say, thank you. Thank you for my amazing life. Thank you for that life, the life that I have. I have wonderful, my wonderful job, wonderful people that surround me, you know, wonderful place to live, whatever you want. They are also saying, Teresa, that you're not thinking big enough. That you're you're limiting yourself as to what you can have. So first card that comes out is the Eight of Pentacles. This is you recognizing how remarkable you are and showing that to the world. Through your talents, through, they're saying, stop making yourself small. They want you to step up and really embrace what you really do want for your life and don't compromise anymore. Next card that's coming out for you is the Patience card. You know, temperance is also about finding balance in your life. The people that you are living with, either that family members, either they're reflecting back to you some energy that's inside of yourself. You can't, if you don't react and you don't get triggered by their energy, it kind of dissipates their energy as well. Or maybe it is a time for you to move out. But that certainly will be shown to you the more that you can just keep putting that emphasis on fun and play in your energies and drawing. And the next card that comes out to you is the Lover's card. Now, the Lover's card can mean having a love interest, this is about you loving yourself. It's about the choices that you're going to make, and if the choices are high vibrational and they're filled with gratitude and appreciation and creative joy and fun and play, then the energies will start to change in your reality. So I hope that's been helpful for you, Teresa. Do have an absolutely beautiful birthday, and God bless you.
God bless you, Candy. Thank you so much.
Okay, lots of love. Take care, sweetheart. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Let's go to our next caller, 727. You're on the line with Angel Healing House. Let's go down here. And hello, who am I speaking with?
This is Kate.
I'm sorry, who is this?
Kate?
You'll have to speak up because it's really faint.
Oh, thank you so much for taking my call. This is Kate.
Oh, it's Kate. Hi, Kate. Where are you calling from?
Florida.
Calling from Florida. And how has Kate's life been these past couple of months?
Life has been consistent these last couple of months.
That's a good word to use. I like that word very much. Actually, the posse of angels are nodding their heads. They're saying, yes, they would be in very, very much agreement with you that your life has been consistent. And what other words would you use for your life?
Improving.
Okay, improving, consistent. And is there anything, they want to know, is there anything that you've done differently in the last 2, 3, 4 months?
Consistently and consciously focusing.
There you go. And you could have your own radio program, Kate, because what you have done is you are the magician, you are the alchemist, and you have at one stage noted that your lower vibrational energies of either could have been negativity, could have been not putting your emphasis on things like anger, sadness, bitterness, resentment, regret, judgment, lack, scarcity, defensiveness, all those things, and then consciously saying to yourself, I'm not going to do that anymore. I'm going to change my energies. And so what happens? Da-da-da-da! Your life starts to improve. Sometimes we have trouble seeing the improvements because they're not huge improvements, but because everything is energy, we get a sense that things are improving for us. So myself and the Posse of Angels are applauding you.
I accept.
I accept. Let's go to the cards and see what comes out for lovely Kate. Okay. That in itself is an extraordinary feat, my dear. The first card that comes out is the Hierophant. You are the spiritual teacher. Do you do anything that puts you in that role of metaphysical teacher? They want you to know, they want to know that.
I am in preparation. Nothing public yet, certainly in my daily life, consistently.
As a metaphysical teacher.
In the process of finding where my voice will be at its highest and best good.
Okay, they're saying the more that you put yourself out there, the more that things will open for you. That means either you will do readings yourself, you could have your own radio program, you could, you know, by seeing things, you know, from that spiritual way. There's just a number of things that you could do. The platform, you could go on to learn Reiki. And this would, each one of these things is going to open up more and more doors for you as a spiritual leader, and they're applauding you for that. They're saying what you're doing now is you're sowing, the Seven of Pentacles are saying, patience with this, sow the seeds, and you will be rewarded in beautiful ways. And the next card is the beautiful Empress card, where you're bringing all these spiritual values and everything down to earth. So if you do need any help with spiritual mentoring, I would love to help you. Your energies are gorgeous. They're lovely, and they're light, and they're you're actually consciously working with those spiritual laws to change your reality, and that in and of itself deserves applause. So I've only got about 30 seconds more. Kate, if I would love to know where your journey takes you. Like I said, if you would like to email me, you can send me an email to Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at angelhealinghouse.com. So I hope that's been helpful for you.
So helpful. Thank you so much, Candy. Be blessed.
Okay, love. Take care. Bye-bye. And that just about wraps up our show today. Thank you so much to all my callers, all my listeners for tuning in to the program. And thank you for those people who are listening to this as an archive show on the Blog Talk Radio site. Please don't forget that Angel Healing House Radio airs every week on Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you'd like to receive my uplifting newsletter filled with channeled messages from my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, and myself, do send me your request and your email to Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at angelhealinghouse.com. To purchase a copy of my inspirational book, Angels of Faith, and also my guided angel meditation CD, Letting Go of Concerns and Living in the Now, please go to the Angel Healing House website, once again, angelhealinghouse.com. And until next time, allow your radiant light to shine forth, and please do go out and fashion an absolutely beautiful life for yourself. Take care. Love and angel blessings. I'll speak with you next week. Bye.
I guess.